Chapter 10. Poster the Town. Psst, I call to Minerva from the castle hallway later that day. She's sitting in the parlor with Lawrence. His face is hidden behind the Daily Swamp, the bog newspaper. Minerva stands up and hurries over. Yes, Princess Abby? I'm going to go to the village to hang up posters advertising the contest, I say. But I've been planning the activities, and I would love your help. Minerva glances at Lawrence. Absolutely, she whispers. Just keep your voice down. Lawrence is dozing behind the paper, and it's better to let him sleep. I think what you're doing is brilliant. You have my full support. I like you, Abby. My husband needs to learn to let go. This is the perfect plan. Hurrah! We go into my royal office. I sit down at my desk, get out my tablet where I wrote down my ideas, and hand it to Minerva. We read it together. 1. Intelligence test. A princess must be brainy. A multiple choice quiz to test for smarts. 2. Bravery test. A princess must have courage. I'm thinking something involving, wait for it, alligators. 3. Interviews. A princess must be eloquent. She will answer some tough questions in front of the court and her subjects. Minerva smiles at me. Princess Abby, your ideas are great. I beam. Thank you. If only Principal Braun thought the same thing. I have some questions for you, though. It would be great to have some experts to help us. For example, for the bravery test, I think we need someone with alligator experience to lead it. Do you know anyone who could keep the contestants safe and the gators at bay if need be? Oh, indeed, Minerva says. General Glover commands Bog's army. I'm sure he'd be happy to help out. Thanks, I say. And are there any experts to put together the quiz? Minerva nods. When you head into the village to hang up the posters, you should look for Ms. Jingle. She's a teacher at Bog Public School. She can help you with creating the exam. Oh, and I have another idea if you're open to hearing one. Sure, I say. A leader should be open to all ideas. You could add a kindness test, Minerva suggests. A challenge of some sort. I'm not sure what that would be, though. Definitely, I say. I'll think of something. How are Jonah and I supposed to cross the bridge to go into town if Prince won't budge past the castle's front door? He keeps whimpering and looking over the bridge into the moat. Prince, it's okay, I assure him. I had security make sure there are no alligators in the area right now. See? I say, stepping close to the moat and looking over the bridge. No swamp creatures. Prince tilts his head and peers into the water. No gators. His tail starts wagging, and off we go. The castle crew was not eager to let us go off on our own. First, Lawrence wanted to send us with security. Then he said we'd need maids to carry chairs and fan us in case we got tired or hot. I told him that they were missing the point, that princesses, even temporary ones like me, are not delicate. I insisted we'd be fine.
Unheard of for a princess, Lawrence said with his usual frown.
Minerva came to my defense, though. If the contest is for a different kind of princess, she said, then perhaps it's a good thing to see Princess Abby modeling the behavior she seeks. Minerva is the best. I wore the most casual dress in my closet. It's like a long, light blue polo shirt with a collar. I traded the silver and jeweled slippers for white slip-on sneakers. I think I still look reasonably princessy, but I figured I should be comfortable walking around Bog for a couple of hours in the heat. Jonah is wearing a new pair of shorts and his old t-shirt, which someone seems to have washed and ironed. We reach the center of the village, where there are little shops made of stucco. I count 3 mattress shops. About a mile away, I can see the big factory with a sign that reads, Bog Mattress Factory. The building is made of stucco, too. Down pebbly paths in every direction are small houses made of bamboo, with palm trees out front.
People are walking around, going into the stores, and having picnics on the town green. Many of them are holding smaller palm fronds and fanning themselves. "Abby, look," Jonah says. "There's a bulletin board by the shops. Let's post our flyers on it." "Good idea," I say. As we head toward the bulletin board, we pass a building with a purple flagpole and a sign that says BPS. "I wonder what that is," I say. "Bog Public School," Jonah says. "Look, I see desks and chairs inside." That's the school Minerva mentioned. Maybe Ms. Jingle is still there. I look in the window, but don't see anyone. It's almost evening, but let's see if the teacher is still inside. We head up the stone steps and gingerly open the door. "Hello?" I call. "Is anyone here?" "Over here," a woman's voice says. I enter a classroom where a woman wearing a white dress is sitting at a big wooden desk. She has a name tag that reads, "Ms. Jingle, Teacher." "Yes, it's her." "Hello, Ms. Jingle?" I ask, walking in. "Sorry to interrupt you, but I was wondering if you could help us. We're holding a contest to find the next Princess of Bog. The leader must be smart, strong, kind, and brave." I hand her one of our many flyers, and she reads it. "By any chance, would you be able to put together an IQ test for us?" Her eyes light up. "Hello, Princess Abby. I would love to help. What a great way to find a princess. Tell you what, you two go hand out your flyers and then come back here. I'll have the test all ready for you." "Awesome. Thanks," I say. "Can I ask one more big favor?" "Of course," she says. "Can you grade the tests too?" I ask hopefully. Ms. Jingle nods. "I'd be honored to." Jonah gives her a thumbs up. "A+, I say. We leave the school and head for the bulletin board. As we post a flyer, a woman holding a little boy's hand reads it over our shoulders. She curtsies and her face brightens. "I have a 12-year-old daughter," she says. "I'm rushing home to tell her about the contest right now." "Great," I say. "See you tomorrow." A crowd of people gather around us. They all curtsy and bow and bombard us with questions about the contest. "Are they really going to pick someone from the village?" a man asks. "Yep, and anyone between 8 and 15 can enter. The contest is tomorrow," I explain. A girl steps forward from the crowd. "I'm 14, she says. She's tall and has bright blue eyes and long black hair that is tied in a braid down her back. She's wearing a burlap-type dress belted at the waist over biker shorts and sneakers like mine. She's holding 2 massive buckets of water. The girl looks at the flyer. "Strength? I've got that," she says. "No kidding. Those buckets are seriously heavy." "Leadership skills," she reads. "I tutor the village kids who need extra help in math and rowing and bamboo braiding. Bravery, kindness, loyalty, that's me. I'm going to enter." I smile at her. "Total princess material. Awesome," I say. "What's your name?" "I'm Wendy," the girl says, shifting one of the buckets to her other arm. "How will you decide who wins?" "Luckily, I have a plan. Those who enter the contest will compete against each other. The winner of each round will move on to the next. By day's end, there will only be 1 girl left. That girl will be named Princess of Bog." For inspiration, I add, "and it just might be you." It really might. This girl is strong, seems smart, and speaks up. Plus, she looks a little like Wonder Woman, minus the costume. "Ha ha ha ha!" Someone is laughing loudly and obnoxiously. I turn around. Oh, no. It's Prince Micah. He's wearing his usual white shirt tucked into shorts and his silver crown. Behind him are at least 10 members of his court, all guys with puffed-out chests and smirks on their faces. Micah plucks the flyer out of a village boy's hand. "A contest for a princess?" Micah says. "Ha ha ha ha!" He throws his head back and keeps laughing. My back stiffens. What's so funny? The crowd starts smiling and whispering. Some girls are fanning themselves. Okay, fine. Prince Micah is pretty cute, I'll give him that. But his personality is terrible. Bog must be truly desperate, Prince Micah says. A contest for a leader is absurd. Grrrwoof! Prince Bark growls at him. It is not, I say. I'm guessing your position was just handed to you on a silver platter. Isn't that more absurd? I deserve my position, Micah says, narrowing his eyes. I was born a prince. Unlike you, you just passed a dumb pee test. I flush. Yes, I did. But now we're having a contest to find a true princess. Will everyone be taking naps then on Bog's awful, lumpy mattresses? He glances toward the factory and scowls. Then he looks back at me and laughs again. I grit my teeth. How dare he? And what is he even doing in Bog if he hates it here so much? He hops back on his horse and takes off. His entourage follows behind. Not exactly Prince Charming.